This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Feed me audio whenever you're ready and take me live. The United States is in a civil war. We've been in a civil war for years. Multinational corporations allied with the communist Chinese are attempting a takeover of the United States. And yesterday, I would estimate over 1 million people showed up in Washington, D.C. total. 300,000 to 400,000 total ended up marching to the Capitol. And things got out of hand with any large group of people. That's going to happen sometimes. It was not adequately staffed with police. And we have massive evidence mounting. Incredible evidence we're going to lay out here today that Antifa said weeks ago they were going to be at the Capitol dressed as patriots and they were going to provocateur action. And then we have known high-level Antifa shooting the videos of people being shot, people being killed, and what happened inside. We got secret documents 3 years ago from 2015 where Obama planned martial law in Maryland by staging Antifa triggering black Americans to riot, but they were unsuccessful. So they tried this before, but the evidence is mounting. And we know the names of the individuals, the groups, because they bragged weeks before they were going to come here. Turns out before Trump was even giving a speech, the Capitol Police are aware of this, and it's been in their communications, that they were here at 9, 10 in the morning, running around violently, with elbow pads and knee pads, kind of in their own unofficial uniforms, posing as patriots, screaming, F Antifa, F Antifa, which is a Proud Boys chant, so that they could then establish that with the police that the Trump supporters were going to attack. Then when tens of thousands of Trump supporters started showing up before Trump had even finished his speech, before I got there, they then led charges in attacking the riot police and were successful like a detonator, a cap on a cartridge of a firearm round to detonate a small part of the crowd to fire a political bullet into the Capitol. That's an allegory. That's an analogy. But that's where all the evidence is. So much evidence, it makes my head spin. And we're going to be putting it on here today. Antifa said they were coming here. We're going to show you the post that a journalist has been following very closely. They said they were coming here to run a false flag attack. I then also have a lot of law enforcement sources and military sources and intelligence sources that have also been talking to the people inside the Capitol, and I've been given a statement that I'm able to read for you when we come back. And this is the limited stage area we have. The sun's a little bit behind me right now, so it's hard for me to read, but we'll do that soon. The sun won't be in my on the back of my face, and I'll be able to do a better breakdown for you. But we're out here right above the Capitol, where this historic event happened. Chuck Schumer's calling it an attack on Pearl Harbor, calling themselves heroes, even though they killed four patriots. We now know how. Reportedly, several were shot to death. Others were thrown by police off the 35-foot balconies to their deaths. We'll also show you that footage, so viewer discretion is advised. And then Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the fourth hour and part of the War Room. I'm going to go down with a live Skype feed while he's hosting, and I'm going to be down there on the ground giving you a tour of the Capitol area. We're under a curfew, martial law, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., but we're, quote, media, First Amendment, so we're essential personnel. That's why all citizens should say, I am First Amendment. I am a journalist. Start your own organization, and you are just as important as InfoWars or the New York Times as Matt Drudge before he turned to the New World Order. Would so amply say. So, this is a major crossroads. The way they shape this narrative, the way they put this propaganda out, is going to have a massive effect into the future. I want to lay out first what really happened yesterday from my perspective. Then I'm going to lay out clear evidence that Antifa, who has a history of false flagging and provocateuring, came here and did this. and then what the system is planning to do out of this crisis and how we can counter it. And is Trump really conceding? We'll also take your calls and a lot more today. I'm Alex Jones live from right outside the D.C. Capitol in the center of D.C. Stay with us. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices. We're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food. So much intel's coming in, documented with photos and videos and Capitol Police transmission chatter and everything else, that it's just overwhelming. Antifa came here on record, by name many of them, their organizers, and said, we're going to dress up like Trump supporters and cause a crisis and pose as Proud Boys. They couldn't beat the Proud Boys in a fight. They simply stole their identity and then triggered real red-blooded Americans charging and invading the Capitol. Just like you'd fire off a gun behind cows that are asleep at night to make them stampede. But it's the person that fires the gun off that caused the stampede. I've got more intel coming in on that. I'll get into that coming up. And we have a special guest in studio. Also, Owen Schroyer is going to be here and so much more. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, it is January 7th on this Thursday. Hard to believe here we are, 2021. And the big question is, has President Trump conceded? Well, let me go ahead and read you the president's tweet, and you can decide for yourself what he had to say about that here in just a moment. But this is the tweet. This is the tweet that they deleted. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who've been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and peace. Remember this day forever. That is beautifully said. And it's true. But even if it was a lie, he's the president. This is a modern bulletin board, a communication system. President Trump should be able to communicate. President Trump should be able to talk to the American people. Oh, but the Trump Twitter where he concedes, that is allowed to stay up there. Where he says, well, I don't accept the results, but I'm going to go along with the orderly transfer to Joe Biden and give him the Pentagon briefings and give him the keys to the White House and all the rest of it, because, as we told you last night, confirmed this morning, they were planning the 25th Amendment with Pence and the rest of them to pull Trump out of the White House, saying he's mentally ill. because he doesn't like a communist Chinese takeover, and because he challenged them when we have the fraud and the evidence pulling the black boxes out, the suitcases, cramming the machines, when they kick everybody out, saying they're not counting, and then counting in real time, admittedly, as giant spikes for Joe Biden in Michigan, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and everywhere else where they did this. I mean, this is ridiculous how obvious this is. And then President Trump put this video out, which within 30 minutes of Trump putting it out, everybody had it on their phones. Everybody said, Trump says go home. I'd already left, told folks to go home, trying to stop what was happening with the Antifa provocateurs. And I watched hundreds of thousands of people dwindle down to about 30,000 within minutes of it coming out. I watched it. Trump says everybody should leave. I'd already left. And then by the time I got up here on this rooftop right above the Capitol, I watched 90% leave. Twitter didn't want that. Twitter wanted to blame Trump. The corporate media was saying Trump orchestrated it. He said, go do it. Ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you this, it's not to brag about my connection to this embattled president, because that in the modern world is a millstone around my neck. It's to understand what happens. No one would book the Ellipse. No one would book the other areas. No one would pay for it. We went and paid for it. Well, thank God a donor came in that paid for like 80% of it, because it cost close to $500,000 for all the equipment, all the stages, and the rest of it. The porta potties, you name it. And then the White House told me 3 days before, we're going to have you lead the march. The Secret Service, before Trump finishes, 30 minutes before or so, will lead you to a point, take you out of the front row, and lead you to the place where they want you to start the march, and Trump will tell people, go, and I'm going to meet you at the Capitol. There was a million people outside of the Ellipse that was, you know, metal detectors folks coming in. And so by the time I got out there, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before Trump finished his speech, there were already hundreds of thousands of people ahead of me marching. And before Trump ever took the stage, Antifa, dressed up, over 100 of them, as patriots, was there, but they had their classic elbow pads and knee pads, such as the wimps wear, out there screaming, F Antifa, and Proud Boy chants, to try to blame the Proud Boys. No one's blaming the Proud Boys. It wasn't the Proud Boys, ladies and gentlemen. And so the Capitol Police at first were nice when people crossed over the little green fence they had around the inauguration stage. Folks were supposed to go the other side of the Capitol. We had a permit. We had a stage. I get there. I see smoke bombs going off. I see tear gas. I see all this people climbing up the sides of the walls. You know, when the illegal aliens do it, everybody loves it. But when citizens do it at the Capitol, it's called terrorism. I don't think it's good, period. But it's still quite the sight. People climbing these walls. Police throwing people off to their deaths. I mean, and I get up on top of a pallet of chairs. The video's being uploaded as we speak to Band.Video. And Twitter caught some of it. And I'm like, stop, don't. It's what they want. It's going to end the debate. We're not going to get the 10-day research into this. Because they didn't want the 10 days of research. They didn't want the 10 days that Ted Cruz wanted of emergency investigation into what really happened. Finally putting the evidence on. And so by the storming of this, which was started by Antifa, who charged in and attacked the police, and then elicited the police to fire tear gas, which is reasonable because they were being attacked, and then the larger crowd got mad because they're patriots and charged in and went into the Capitol. And I'm going to say this now not to prove I'm right and not to sit here because I'm very sad about all this. I'm going to spend more time next hour on this after we expose Antifa. Q is just a nebulous rattlesnake hole to stick your hand down. It could be good. It could be bad. There could be a diamond down the hole. There could be a rattlesnake. It's random. It's esoteric. But it was Q people and this poor woman who's a great lady who died. We should have a vigil for her tonight. In fact, I call for people to come have a vigil. What side of the Capitol is that right there? Right in front of the fence. I don't want to go over to the restricted area, but as close as you can get to the supposed inauguration stage of the Chinese agent Joe Biden, people should bring flowers and signs. This poor woman will tell you her name coming up, and there should be a vigil, and we should know her name, and we should talk about it, and the other three that have been killed, but they're trying to keep their name secret, because this was a little baby Tiananmen Square, where the smarter-than-us academic, you know, Antifa scumbag devil worshippers manipulated another crowd, yelled fire in a theater, and triggered this once again. No, they're not smart. They're just evil. They've never been brought to justice, so they feel like they're invincible. But they are going to get brought to justice. We're going to make sure that the FBI and state police and others investigate Antifa, who bragged they came to trigger this. When they indict these patriots, they fooled. That's fine. But they're going to indict your ass, too. for conspiracy to organize this racketeering. Because we know the anti-PR and we're going to lay it out. And so this woman on her Twitter, we'll go over her name, more coming up. This poor lady, she literally was saying, hey, I'm going there, the storm is here. We're going to take this over. We're on orders of the president to do this. This is the day. They're all going to Gitmo. And so she was led in there by Antifa, a 15-year veteran of the Air Force, honorably discharged, in intelligence, whole nine yards. She sees the Chinese takeover. She sees globalism. She sees everything going on. She sees General Flynn, who's a great guy, patting Q on the head because it gets people involved. And they wake up at the New World Order. And it's great. And it's fun. But then other people can pose as it and say, drive your dump truck into the Hoover Dam, or drive your train off the bridge into the hospital ships where Hillary's supposedly being held. And then finally, you see Trump leave office on January 20th. Will it be trust the plan then? So I've been nice to Q folks, just like General Flynn has. I'm like, hey, if you got into it, whatever, 4chan, 8chan, following breadcrumbs of a guy that lives in the Philippines and has a pig farm, great. I'm just saying the real war's here, and Trump's surrounded, needs our help, and I had to get the stage and the money for everything together because Trump's surrounded, and I led the march that got hijacked by Antifa. So I'm just saying, if Q was there, I wasn't talking to him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the epicenter where four U.S. citizens were murdered inside and outside the U.S. Capitol by the paramilitary forces there, who were manipulated and triggered by Antifa, evidences mounting, that posed as Proud Boys so that they would then attack and so they could then trigger part of the crowd, hundreds of thousands already massing, to get a small percentage inside the building. We have a special guest, Taylor Hansen, who's an investigative journalist who actually spoke with and knew Ashley Babbitt and talked to her 30 minutes before she was dead, before she was shot in the neck and killed. We also have all of his research into Antifa, and we have another investigative journalist who works for a very big TV station who's making a documentary about Antifa, how they were going to come here and do this from all over the country. She separately contacted me. She's coming up here later today as well. But let me read you some of the intel that some of our folks got us here in D.C. This is from a lot of different sources. Antifa and other organizations promoted, as always, that they would dress in Trump apparel to infiltrate the event. This is normal activity for them. Members from the security team did an advance observation of the Capitol grounds prior to Trump even arriving to confirm a stage that was set up for the speak. An observation for a group of 100 to 120 folks already assembled chanting F Antifa, dressed in a manner not consistent with that normally seen from Trump supporters. Everyone else who came from the event was at the Ellipse waiting for Trump's speech. They were wearing mainly kind of like gray overalls, arm pads, knee pads. They all kind of looked like sons of congressmen. Sons of Senator Kane was probably there. He's been arrested here doing a felony type stuff. In fact, I would guess he was probably there. F. Antifa dressed in a manner not consistent with what normally see from Trump supporters. Everyone else who came from the event was at the Ellipse for Trump's speech. Prior to the Trump even coming on stage, a few protesters, most likely stage Antifa, were already engaged in confrontation with Capitol Police on the Supreme Court side of the Capitol building. This initiated prior to Trump even speaking on the March to the Capitol. The crowd departed the Ellipse. Trump's speech location didn't even arrive until at least an hour following Trump's speech. This was also confirmed by an individual that we interviewed yesterday, stating that these folks were the first ones to engage in confrontation with Capitol Police, and is on air saying, "I heard them say it's time, let's go now." And I interviewed a well-known former member of the UFC who I happened to run into. And I checked out who he is, friends with Joe Rogan, my friend. And he said in that credible interview is on Bandai Video, witnesses say that they saw what looked like Antifa starting the attack on police. And he said, you know, we're all wearing different outfits. We're all, you know, normal guys. Most of us are above 40. And then all of a sudden, you just see all these kind of skinny jeans, metrosexual guys in their combat gear with masks on, running and attack all this. And then as soon as they tricked Trump supporters to join them, because the cops started attacking, they pulled out. Which is in their handbooks that we've gotten before from sources in our big article from 3 years ago documents show Obama planned martial law in Maryland in 2015. You can pull those up. This was also confirmed by an individual that we interviewed yesterday, saying these folks were the first ones to engage in confrontation with Capitol Police. Is on there saying, I heard them say, it's time, let's go now, which is exactly what other witnesses said. Following those initial actions, this man stated that he observed these folks depart after footage of their action was immediately posted to social media and news outlets. Following arrival to the Capitol, and again, that made everybody here at the Capitol think that was happening. So others did it. Following the arrival of the Capitol, several attempts were made from key personalities to de-escalate violent actions already taking place. There were no attempts by any law enforcement to stop anyone's freedom of movement around the Capitol building. This is all documented on video to include attempted coordination to get official approval for myself to gain access, this is our security guys with the police, to a place to address the crowd to ensure that real Trump supporters did not take this moment in a violent direction. We were told, if you can't get up there, do it. If you can get up there, do it. I can't give you approval, but we won't stop you either. The timeline obviously doesn't line up. Did some true Trump supporters fall into the psychological herd mob mentality? Absolutely. But they didn't initiate it. I personally did not witness a violent mob. I witnessed American patriots showing up in numbers to assemble unarmed to be heard. The left clearly took advantage of the situation to spin up the narrative to degrade credibility of what happened yesterday. And what happened was over 500,000 Americans from all across the country assembled to be heard and were not violent. But the left and these people always pull their black magic. They pull their dirty stuff. Prior to the crowd even departing the Trump speech, confirmed reporters were coming in on official police channels that one man was arrested with a firearm around Capitol grounds and there were violent confrontations happening with Capitol Police. So that's what Antifa said they were coming to do. They're all trust fund kids, sons of U.S. senators, sons of Congress people, academics, devil worshiping, child molesting, Chi-Com loving, America hating, trash of the planet. And the police got attacked. The police got hit. They then came out. When the crowd saw that, Antifa said, let's get them. Some patriots responded because they didn't want to be bullied and got suckered into this. That's what happened. Trump needs to go on the offense, start exposing this. They were going to take him out with the 25th Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. They were talking about it last night. We confirmed. I told you that last night. This morning it was all over the news. If he didn't say, okay, I'll have a peaceful transition of power, okay, I'll give it to Joe Biden, because they will simply stage terror attacks and blame it on us. And that's what I told the Trump administration back in mid-November. I talked to the Trump administration back then, and I said, you understand that when we get hundreds of thousands of millions to march, and when the evidence of the fraud is documented, which it is, they're going to stage riots and blame it on us, or detonate truck bombs, or shoot up a church and say we did it. And then I'm here. I know this is going on. My security detail that are great folks, they go check it. They see what goes on. We knew this was happening, and we just should have been there. I should have been there instead of at the Trump speech. In fact, I was tempted to not go to the Trump speech and be at the Capitol. I wanted to race down and not wait for Trump and get to the Capitol. That's what my gut told me. And we could have told people that's Antifa. We could have tackled them, pulled off their mask. I would have happened to have been arrested, and we would have stopped these pieces of filth. And so we've just got to be on our guard every damn time. And They just set us up, and it's a splendid victory for these trash. And I would guess, again, my opinion, because he got arrested trying to attack people and do stuff, that Senator Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, was her son. I bet money we should check that he was here. But we're going to tell you names of who was here, what they said they would do, how they plan to set us up, how they brag about it online, knowing media is not going to cover it, and thinking their censorship of us allows them to carry out these operations. But we're here right above the Capitol where this historic event took place. And I want to salute the probably a million people, conservatively half a million, that came here to D.C. for a third time to say we don't accept the fraud. The globalists started this fight. They started the Chi-Com takeover. And the fact that they had their provocateurs trigger this and do this, hey, that's on them. And so we're not ashamed of what happened. I'm proud of America, and I'm proud of Trump, and I'm proud of not conceding, and I'm proud of what you've done. We'll talk about what comes in the future. We're going to lay out next, though, the proof of Antifa fingerprints all over this in their own words. Stay with us on all shows.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So history is happening right now. Decades of globalist manipulation is coming together to overthrow the United States. And we are here witnessing
the globalist counterstrike to Trump, Bolsonaro, and others. And again, patriots don't burn down police stations. They don't shoot cops. They don't burn down public housing. What happened here? You had a million people, probably hundreds of thousands, march down here from Trump's speech. And you had Antifa on record saying, we're coming in uniforms, dressed like Proud Boys. We're going to attack the police. And they did it. And we knew they were doing it. And I was so busy at the Trump event that we got sucker punched. Pure evil. But we need everybody to call their congressman. We need everybody to get these articles, these videos, these reports out. We need to expose this and get Trump on the offense exposing it. And we need to talk about Ashley Babbitt. And we need to talk about how she was executed with three other Americans. We'll just roll that footage and show you police punching people in the face that were climbing up the side of the Capitol, falling 35 feet to their death. I mean, this was absolutely insane. Owen Schroyer is here riding shotgun as well with us. We're about to go to Taylor Hansen, who I knew who he was. I know he's been on the war room, but really impressed with his reportage and how he was warning of this with Antifa and how it was all coming up. So, Mr. Hansen, give us your breakdown of this, and then we'll go into more detail next segment. We'll talk about how you were talking with Ms. Babbitt right before she died, and just how Antifa got the footage of her being killed. I mean, all of this is absolutely incredible. They couldn't beat us ideologically, so they had to come pose as us to then put their own activities onto President Trump, and they did fool some folks to working with them. I tried to stop it. You tried to stop it. Go ahead and lay out what you witnessed yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll start it off by saying it was a huge setup. 100%. It was just one big setup. And there's plenty of reasons why. I want to touch on someone named John Sullivan. John Sullivan is kind of where I started my investigative journalism career. He is an activist that is known for something called Insurgents USA back in Utah, where I am actually located at. And I began infiltrating him a few months ago and his movement. And they were involved in a Provo shooting where they actually shot a man driving a truck as he was driving by. And John Sullivan actually got his own angle. He was in the Capitol at the time where Ashley Babbitt was shot. He was behind me. And he's now on Twitter bragging about it, getting this clip, and he's actually making fun of her death. You know, so he's not even trying to hide that he's Antifa. And this is just one of the many, many examples I have. I mean, I've recognized multiple journalists, so-called. You got these fake Antifa press from Portland, because, I mean, that's my second home. And, you know, I've confronted them. I walked right up to them and said, oh, hey, you're from Portland, right? And they said, yeah. There's been Antifa scattered throughout the entire protest. The first people to attack was Antifa provocateurs.
Well, the fellow that shot the video of the cop killing Mrs. Babbitt, he is Antifa himself and has been arrested for staging riots.
Well, and keep in mind,
in Portland.
Yeah, keep in mind, too, that, you know, every time we have these events in D.C., you always see Antifa and BLM out on the streets. They are not anywhere to be seen in this week because they're all wearing Trump gear. They're all posing as journalists. They're all just infiltrating all the Trump stuff because they have no effect now, dressing in all black with black bloc going around. They get their ass kicked by Proud Boys. The police are sick of them. So now they pretend to be patriots. They infiltrate, and then they cause all this disruption. And I think that, Taylor, the point that you're making is so key here. He's bragging about it because this is their victory. Like, oh, we just got one of you killed and you did it to yourself.
And they blamed all of it on Trump and America. This is a devastating victory. Let's not lie to ourselves. So next time they don't get away with this. They had a huge coup, psychological war. If you study the British Navy or the Romans or anybody, lots of armies would stage atrocities and blame it on the other enemy. It's called a false flag because you run up somebody else's flag and then commit a crime. Yeah, it's Hitler and the Reichstag. And so they did it. I don't know if this individual did it, but they all bragged. We're coming by the hundreds. We're going to dress like you. And they staged the attack while we were down there with Trump and already had it going by the time I got here. It's unbelievable. So start laying out what they said they do, how they came to town. I mean, it's all on record. Your Twitter is just documents this.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been saying they're going to come in town just as Trump supporters, backward Trump hats, cut-off brown shirts is what they were saying. Basically, they dress out, so they're very easy to be noticed. So they're not in the crowd, really. They are Trump supporters.
And by the way, send to my crews. We don't have all our computers and stuff. The original footage before Trump had even said he was marching here of them kind of in their elbow pads or knee pads, the first video put out clashes with police. You can see they're all dressed the same. It's the same group. That's what our witnesses said they saw go in, triggered the police to attack the crowd. As soon as that happened, they left.
Well, hell, and they weren't even inconspicuous about it either. So all the Portland people,
they actually have stands because they're so well-funded. I mean, they have over $1.5 billion in their bail fund already, and it just keeps growing. But they're so well-funded that they hand out new gas masks, they hand out helmets, every single direct action. So every single night in Portland they riot, they're getting brand-new gear.
And Black Lives Matter got $10.6 billion.
Exactly. And where did that go? The Democratic Party, the ones that put them there in the first place. But with this gear, they all wear these pink face masks, and they're very easy to distinguish. And they wore them all here. That's how I recognized them. And I walked right up to them, and I was calling them by name.
And again, I'm not at the network. I'm sure they've got it. But it's the first footage of the riot police up against the Capitol. And you see the guys are all kind of dressed the same. They're wearing gray. They've got elbow pads and knee pads. That was the first thing to come out. You were there. How did they then trick the Patriots to join them?
I mean, because they were staging a photo shoot at first. That's what she was doing. They were actually staging a photo shoot trying to get an Antifa provocateur dressed as a Trump supporter punching a cop. And he actually was the one that started it.
Well, and let's remember, too, when all the Antifa violence was happening over the summer, you had videos where you can clearly see, okay, there's a crowd gathering, but it hasn't really gotten too violent. And then what happens? Like clockwork every time. Two or three people dressed in black block like Antifa's uniform, with one as a photographer, which you documented on your Twitter account now from this week, one as a photographer, two of them with a skateboard and a Molotov. The guy with the skateboard starts it, bashes in the police window. The second guy comes in, Molotov cocktail, throws in the cop car lights up. Then the crowd goes next level, starts destroying the cop car, hopping on it, doing thing. The three people, the one that took the photo and the two that lit the car on fire, they then take off. And they've now successfully launched a violent event.
And let's be clear, we got documents 3 years ago from 2015, again, headline, documents show Obama planned martial law with Antifa in Maryland where they coordinate. We attack here. You do this. We do that. Let's try to get the black people to do this. They just did the same damn thing right here.
Yeah, and again, it just shows that they are, I mean, the people that do this are probably not that bright. I mean, I don't know.
But they're following an organized crime script.
Somebody, there are leaders, you can identify them when you're out on the scene by the ones that are saying, hey, don't talk to media, hey, don't talk to media, hey, go this way, go that way. You can document this if you stream live. That's why they don't like it when we stream live and they ban people that do from these events, because you catch them in the act.
Well, they were jamming. They were jamming. Somebody was.
Well, exactly what you said, too, is it's a reaction. They start it, they leave. And then they make the Trump supporters feel betrayed because, you know, the police, we back the blue. And then I've never seen so much force in my life, you know, covering these riots for 5 months. I've never seen so much force used.
Yeah, they've got a perimeter on the Capitol here that they haven't had a perimeter like that anywhere in D.C., nowhere during the summer riots of 2020, which they say, oh, those are peaceful protests. You look at the aerial footage from D.C. this summer. It's like a war zone, the whole town in flames. You didn't have that here. There was some property destruction at the Capitol, obviously the strife with police. But, I mean, to sit here and say, oh, that's a violent siege, they say, siege. No, they're sieging us. We're under siege. They're stealing our elections, and people going into the Capitol, they say, is a siege. So it just shows how, like you said, Taylor, it's all a big setup. And so is the election in Georgia. Oh, really? You really believe it was that tight? You really believe it's 50% right up to the final vote, which magically puts the Democrats? No, that's the Chinese running the voting machines, getting us amped up, staging the steal. Of course they're going to steal it, but staging the steal perfectly so that you see it, think you had a chance, and then recognize the steal. And then so it's all a setup. The China bomb setting us up with the major intel with the stolen elections, and then Antifa grassroots level staging violence to then set Trump supporters up against the police.
The goal is to cause a civil war, but let's just pull back from this. We need to talk about talking points based in truth for the president, for America, for the world, because we don't have any Patriot communications. The president's been cut off, basically. The White House is listening to us, and it's not because we're powerful. It's because the Trump is surrounded, okay? And I keep telling everybody, you think Q's great, you don't have to do anything, trust the plan, everything's wonderful. That's what's gotten us into this position, okay? And I'm not bashing if you were a Q person. I'm just telling you now that you have to listen to the talking points. We have to discuss who was behind this. We have to get Trump moving now on the offense instead of being on the defense.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors of the sea. Okay, so I want to lay out the historic events that took place yesterday that we were in the middle of. If you want to see the footage where I tried early on to stop the crowd from following Antifa and failed because there was just so many hundreds of thousands, they couldn't even hear me on the bullhorn. That's going up at Mandot Video. Rob News almost done going through all the footage. We have hours and hours of footage. It's hard to find those little pieces, but he's found them. So those are going up because mainstream media is saying, I called for this. I did this. Trump did this. Trump told me his campaign, the White House, folks went and met at the White House. I'll leave it at that. I didn't go. They said, he wants you to lead it. Make sure it's peaceful. Tell everybody. So we had me going, this is peaceful. We are peaceful. We get down there, and it's already all hell's all broken loose because Antifa set us up. But talking to Taylor Hansen and Owen Schroyer here, we're going to get into big picture. Has Trump really conceded in 14 days or whatever it is? How big a deal is this? What is Joe Biden going to do? Can we still fight back? I trust the plan of, you know, never giving in to tyranny and praying to God and admitting how much trouble we're in. That's how we dig out of this. That's the real plan, God's plan, Christ's plan. So both of you guys, let's get into this poor lady. Let's get into Ashley Babbitt and what happened to her dying in red, white, and blue, a decorated veteran of the Air Force, and being gunned down, being executed, and that sickening footage.
Yeah, I mean, I actually had an opportunity to briefly talk to Ashley. I mean, to say about 10, 15, 20 minutes prior to her execution. And what all she had to say was she was there to save the Republic and uphold the Constitution. That doesn't sound like a terrorist to me. That doesn't sound like what the media is framing this. And if you think about it this way, Ashley Babbitt bled out in a red, white, and blue Trump flag. She died wearing the same colors that she wore on her arm for her country for 14 years. She went on 4 deployments doing that. The same people that sent her there are the same people that killed her.
You're absolutely right. Continue.
It's just... And I can't even, you can't even wrap your head around it about what these people are doing. You know, they frame this narrative that this woman is a terrorist, when in reality, she's a war hero. This woman served her country. She served the red, white, and blue. She served our Constitution. She loves this country. But what is the media framing her out to be? They're saying she's a monster. They declare her dead in the ambulance. I watched the life drain out of her eyes while there were 3 special tacticians that knew how to administer the right aid, but they didn't do anything. They stood by.
They carried her off like a dead dog or a pile of garbage.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to pontificate redundantly on the double standard that we're witnessing here, but it is incredible that we still haven't identified the shooter, even though we have the video. We've seen the videos. We have the video at Bandai Video. If you want to see the actual guy pulling the trigger, killing her, executing her, everyone that's seen the video agrees it was an execution. He could have handled the situation.
And nobody likes watching George Floyd die.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I said it was terrible. But they didn't even know what they were doing. He died of a heart attack from drug overdose. This is premeditated, and it's a black dude killing a white lady. And I don't think the black dude killed her because he was white. He was scared. It's hysteria. It's still wrong. But imagine if a white dude was shooting a black lady, the cities would be burning. And again, that is the double standard of Antifa and BLM. Most folks in BLM aren't black. It's the left and communists posing that they represent black people out burning down America, shooting people randomly at checkpoints, and then nobody's name that's killed is ever heard. That's the double standard we're talking about, Owen.
Well, and it's frustrating, too, because I was watching news and doing some stuff before I went to bed last night to try to get more intel, and I still didn't even get the information until Taylor told me this morning that actually 4 people died last night. We only know one of them. 4 people died, many at the hands of police. Normally, it's, oh, police are bad.
Let's show the footage of him punching the guy off right now, and he just falls to his death.
But notice how, oh, the police aren't violent. So it shows you that the establishment is an occupying force that's only oppressing the political...
When the police work as communists and follow the New World Order's orders, they are good. When they do something else the system doesn't like, they demonize the police, but only to control them. They didn't care about George Floyd. And again, the police at the end of the day are not even the bad ones in this. Antifa came in. They had the Capitol understaffed on purpose. You can see the setup. They attack. The police finally push back. Antifa pulls out. The police attack the Patriots. The Patriots attack. And it was all a setup. They beautifully played. We need this to be investigated by state police, by citizens, by grand juries, by investigative journalists. The FBI is not going to do it. I mean, I bet Bill Barr was probably in command of this.
Well, and the state
police... Because you know Antifa works for the deep state.
Well, and the state police aren't going to do anything either. They're all funded by Soros, and they have Soros DAs, so they know there's nothing that's going to be done. But, you know, think about this.
That's why they're so arrogant.
Kyle Rittenhouse fires off shots into a crowd of BLM Antifa. He hits 3 criminals, including a pedophile. I guarantee you, I would bet that another one of the four people that died, I bet if there was another veteran, you couldn't swing a stick and not hit a veteran that was inside the Capitol yesterday. So just think about that. You fire into a crowd of Trump supporters, you hit veterans, you hit mothers, you hit good patriots, good people. You fire into the crowd of the Antifa, the BLM, you hit 3 criminals, including a pedophile. So, I mean, it just shows you, I mean, I'm not saying any of it's good. All of it's bad.
But it's a double standard. Yep. Chuckie Schumer is calling it Pearl Harbor. In fact, cue that up. Chuckie Schumer is calling it Pearl Harbor when they killed 4 people. It wasn't Japanese bombers blowing up battleships and killing thousands of people, 3,000 people. It was literally the police getting manipulated by Antifa to then attack a peaceful crowd. The crowd's pissed. They go in. Sure, maybe they get in, you know, in trouble. They get fined. They go to jail for ransacking things. Those gutter rats in the old days would have been tarred and feathered. And I'm not calling for violence. But you've got those globalists that have been raping this country. And now people show up, they kill four Americans, including an unarmed woman, they throw people off parapets to their death, and now they're Pearl Harbor survivors. Here's Chuckie Schumer. See, I don't have any audio. Yeah, that's weird how they do.
Touch on how
we executed that. We don't know if we're on air. We don't know.
An experience.
We don't know what they're up to.
Like one we have just witnessed.
They had me on air
in this capital. President Franklin Roosevelt set aside December 7th, 1941, as a day that will live in infamy. Unfortunately, we can now add January 6th, 2021. To that very short list of dates in American history that will live forever in infamy. This temple to democracy was desecrated. Its windows smashed, our offices vandalized. The world saw Americans' elected officials hurriedly ushered out because they were in harm's way. The House and Senate floors were places of shelter until the evacuation was ordered, leaving rioters to stalk these hallowed halls. Lawmakers and our staffs, average citizens who love their country, serve it every day, feared for their lives. I understand that one woman was shot and tragically lost her life. We mourn her and feel for her friends and family. These images were projected to the world. Foreign embassies cabled home their home capitals to report the harrowing scenes at the very heart of our democracy. This will be a stain on our country, not so easily washed away. The final, terrible, indelible legacy of the 45th President of the United States, undoubtedly our worst. I want to be very clear.
Okay, so he's a Pearl Harbor victim. Oh, they're not going to let this stain be wiped away. Oh, mostly peaceful protests, burning down major blocks of cities, killing cops, burning down community centers, burning down poor income housing, shooting people in the head at checkpoints. That's all wonderful. Killing Proud Boys, that's all wonderful. That's a stain that never existed. Oh, but this stain won't be walked away, Owen.
Well, let's be clear. This is the most. This is the huge bait and switch. This is the huge media lie, media narrative that we have to completely rebuke and reject. Trump did not cause this by stating the election was stolen. That's a fact. They stole the election. That's what caused this. So them pointing the fingers at Trump and Trump supporters, that's all a big game. That's all a big con. That's all a big psyop. They stole the damn election.
That's right. They brought us this point. They have the son that's a communist Chinese agent. What do they expect to happen? We're in a civil war.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Again, we're not encouraging violence. We tried to stop the violence. We're not violent revolutionaries. But, I mean, think about this logically. If someone comes into your home and steals all your stuff or rapes your wife or whatever, you're going to track them down and you're going to beat their ass. That's instincts. So, I mean, they stole the election, people are pissed about it, and then you get set up with Antifa and the police, and it just ends up being this powder keg that they then blame on Trump, who had nothing to do with it. He said the election was stolen, we're going to peacefully march, okay, now it's out of control, go home in love, and they say, oh, Trump did it, and now he's banned on all social media.
Yeah, so everybody knows it's a screw job, everybody knows it's a con job. The thing we need to talk about is, what do we do as millions of listeners, as millions of activists, with talking points and narratives to counter what's happening? What pressure do we put on Trump and Congress? Because Trump's totally been abandoned. Now that sounds bad. That's actually good. Trump is so abandoned by all the snakes around him that now Alex Jones led a march. Now we're running the show the next 15 days. He can do so much now to counter them regardless. We're going to talk about it in the second hour, but pray for awakening. But as you said, Owen, they started this. We had to push back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.